From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Ichabod Crane Board of Education May 19th accepted the resignation of Superintendent Jason Thompson. Thompson was hired in December and began working in the district in February. In a statement on the district website, Thompson said in part, and I quote, "Please know I did not come to this decision lightly, and I have made it for family health and personal reasons. My family is still in Delhi, New York, and I need to be present for them right now during these uncertain and challenging times. I will, of course, continue my commitment to Ichabod Crane through the end of June," end quote. The district has seen a parade of superintendents in the last year. Thompson succeeded interim Superintendent Lee Burdock, who moved into the district's top spot in July of 2019. Before Burdock, Assistant Superintendent Suzanne Guntlow led the district for a few months in the spring of 2019, after then-Superintendent Michael Vanuel resigned as a result of a DWI arrest in June. You can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Abby Hoover is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hudson City Treasurer Heather Campbell, May 19th, provided the Finance Committee of the Hudson Common Council a year-to-date comparison of city revenue for the first 4 months of 2019 and 2020. The city recorded a 33% drop in parking revenues since this time last year. Earlier this year, the Common Council voted to raise the meter rate on Warren Street from 25 cents to 50 cents per hour. Mayor Kamal Johnson, March 18th, suspended parking fees citywide, except at the meters in the Front Street Municipal Lot. The city will resume collecting parking fees citywide June 1st. While there has been a 43% decline in building and plumbing permits, Common Council President Thomas DiPietro said permits are on hold, so there may be a buildup of applications that would bring in closer to normal revenue when the process resumes. Campbell outlined two non-property tax budget estimates for the rest of the year. In a low-impact scenario, the city's losses are estimated between 10% and 15%. Under the high-impact projections, loss of revenue is estimated between 16% and 23%. Campbell's report included outlining revenues for parking, lodging taxes, building plumbing permits, and sales tax. And she characterized Treasurer P.J. Keller as optimistic. "Even without the pandemic, there is strain on the city's finances," she said. The city's unassigned fund balance fell by more than $436,000 between 2018 and 2019. Campbell said, and I quote, "That's obviously not great. Wouldn't be great if we were going into a normal year, but especially not great now going into a coronavirus world of finance," end quote. Johnson has asked department heads to cut their budgets by 5 and 10%. Note, Johnson and DiPietro are WGXE volunteer programmers, and you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Abby Hoover is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Kinderhook Town Supervisor Patsy Leader said Club Life Health and Fitness in Belatia has remained open despite receiving orders from the Code Enforcement Department to shut down. "The town will let Kinderhook Town Court handle the matter from here on," Leader said. He said, and I quote, "I think we did what we had to do thus far," end quote. The town of Kinderhook Code Enforcement Officer Wayne Voss ordered the business to stop operating as a gym and fitness center until current executive orders are lifted. Club Life owner Alex Rosenstrach was also served an appearance ticket for violating the governor's executive orders and the state public health law. Rosenstrach has been a proponent of quickly reopening businesses for weeks. Columbia County Department of Health Director Jack Mabb said enforcement can be carried out by any law enforcement agency that has jurisdiction. Cuomo introduced a four-phase plan for reopening regions that qualify. Mabb said, and I quote, "I think there's a reason why gyms are phase four, because they're very germy places. It's easy for the virus to spread in gyms because people are breathing hard and it's probably hard to wear a mask when you're working out," end quote. Mabb encouraged the gym's members to stay home. He said although he is having trouble working out at home, if his gym opened tomorrow, he would continue to stay home. He said, and I quote, There's no way I would go to that gym. That's just the perfect place for the virus to breed, end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Steve Barnes is reporting for the Times Union. The drama, Ella the Ungovernable, by Hudson resident David McDonald, will receive a virtual staged reading next week with a cast participating from around the country. Play tells the story of the time jazz artist Ella Fitzgerald spent as a teen at the New York Training School for Girls in Hudson. The work had its world premiere in February at the Valencia Community Theater. Plans to bring the production to other theaters in the capital region, as well as New York City, were ended by the shutdown caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Instead, it is being presented as part of the Theater for the New Cities On the Air program of staged readings created via the Zoom video conferencing platform. McDonald said actors will be connected from locations in Chicago, New York City, Princeton, New Jersey, Fort Worth, Texas, as well as Chatham Theater veteran Eddie Allen and WGXC-FM's Philip Grant. Grant is the only cast member returning from the February production. McDonald chose to fictionalize the story because little is known about the time Fitzgerald spent at the training school. Fitzgerald, who died in 1996, refused to discuss the matter. Ella the Ungovernable will be performed live at 7 p.m. Thursday, May 28th, and may be viewed on TNC's website and the YouTube channel. You can read the full story in the Times Union. That wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, for local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.